Hello, this is Terry Laundrie with the T-Theory Observations for Sunday the 9th of January 2011. Today we're going to be dealing with the new chart which I introduced first of all in this section. The new chart which gives us a broader perspective of the cycles and so forth. If you are not familiar with it, you can get the down at the archives. My January 2 post discusses some of the details in it. Then we're going to move on and do the update for the Best Pawn Plus strategy using the T-Theory Confidence Indicator and so forth. And then in the third part, we'll go to the use of the gold bullion, which has made a big run. It's consolidating and now is potentially ready to run up into June in what would be the sort of a climax to the beginning of the run that started at the early 09 low. And that will complete a what will be a very good run, I think, for the precious metals generally, and apparently for some of the hard assets as well. Okay, let's just first take a look at the chart, which I've made a couple of additions to. You'll notice that I have designated the vertical lines here with the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then 8 are the cyclical trends. That's basically the 75-day trading cycle that I discovered, and it appears that the market just wants to go through the sequence of events, and so it's rising out of number 7 going up, and it's going to turn down into number 8, which we think is in the early March time period. I have also added there's the midpoints with a green M in the middle of the cycle, and then I've added a red P for the peak within that cycle. So you can see that coming out of number 1, the peak occurred with about 4 weeks to go before dropping down into cycle low number 2. Then you rose out of 2 and you got to this peak, which was very late with only a short drop into cycle number 3. And then when you came out of 3, you went up and you made a peak with a more traditional type 3 weeks ago to drop down into the cycle low of 4. And then you came up into the to the peak in April P, and you'll notice that I introduced another symbol which is called hugging, which is what happens is when you get caught in the channels, when you have enough momentum, the market just stays up and rides along and hugs the upper red envelope, which is basically a concept that I discovered or that I invented in around 2000, and it stays there as long as it can. Then it rolls over and it goes down into cycle number 5. You'll notice that in between cycle 5 and cycle 6, it just hugged the green line. So there's a negative hugging if you know it just kind of stuck to it. But the peak for that initial rally there did top out with just a few weeks to go before dropping down into cycle low number 6, and that's what you're looking for. There's something going on in there where you come out of say 6 and you see you're hugging up going again, and then you have this peak, and then you drop about 3 or 4 weeks into two lows. One is called A, one is called B. Here you come out of 7 and you are now hugging the channel, you're now hugging the channel upper envelope there, and at the same, and you are headed to a peak. You got to go past the midpoint of the cycle at some point here, and you'll be looking for a peak someplace which could be early to mid February, based on short range T number 2 below, and then it will fall into come down for some number of weeks, and we'll find a low in the mid in the early part of March. And if things are going well on the earnings fronts and so forth, it won't go below the black line. If things are not going so well, it'll come down to the green envelope, below green envelope. Then it will rise out of that and will go into another cycle, which is projected by intermediate T3 to be about May 1. And that's the story. Okay. You'll notice that the other thing that's quite interesting is that there's a secondary cash buildup phase going on in the blue volume oscillator. And so while the market is hugging and it seems like it wants to go down, all you're doing is making a long cash buildup phase. The secret to making money in T-theory is to find cash buildup phases, which are the green lines that go back through history, and then find the turning points. In this case, you don't have to really worry too much about the turning point because the short range T number 2 and the cycle are carrying the market up in this hugging pattern, and so it's just going to wait till it turns around. The turnaround is very likely to be starting next week, or thereabouts, without much more of a decline, because everybody's anticipating, they're waiting for is the earnings announcements, which start next week. And they're expected to be good, and they probably will be, and that will kick off a breakout of this line. If you go back and you look inside the other T's, you can also see that there are secondary cash buildup phases where, but I didn't draw them in because there's too many of them. However, it's quite common for the market to make a peak in the initial top, then come down a little bit to the zero line or to a little bit below the zero line, then turn up. And when you get that blast off, you should see the market turn up, and you'll have the sort of the people that are jumping on the bandwagon, and you'll be pushed up to the red line, and it'll look like you're going to go through it. But the hugging thing is you don't go down too much, and when you try to get up there and push it through, it stops. That's probably insider selling, that they're just selling the trend line and so forth. And you should then cruise up to P and take care of that top and then drop into the next low. That's pretty much what you've got to facing you. And the other thing I just remind you is if you're looking out into May 1, all you're doing is you just caught in this channel, and the most you can do is hug it up to the point of P, drop it into a low and not go below the black line, then turn up and then go hug the next line going into May, going into late April or early May, and then top out there. That is very likely to be a bigger top because it's no longer possible to draw a long descending tops pattern from for a very large cash buildup phase, which would start in June and would actually go across the September peak, and then would come down to this recent low. The uncertainty on the early to the mid-February peak is we don't know whether to put the center post of the T at cycle low 7 at A or at B, because it's a double bottom. Splitting it's okay, but that we're looking for something other way to do that. So we'll take a look at money flow T's and stuff later on. But generally speaking, the cycle is sufficiently reliable to say that you just hug the line going up until you get to P, and then you're going to roll over and come into the next low. Then what future bullish potential is just in the next cycle. That's sort of what we'll get out of the whole deal here. Now, along this path here, the things that we're going to be talking about later on is that you'll see... For example, if you look at what happened in the year just completed, you'll see that, for example, gold did very well because it's in a big T. It was up 30, GLD was up 30%, but silver was up 70%. And people that draw accumulation or cash buildup lines and then accumulation patterns and silver had an opportunity last year. I don't think it's going to go up 70% this year, but he says if you look at the price of copper, if you look at the speculation in the rare earths, which was James Dines reinvented himself from gold into uranium and then into these rare earths, you can see that there's a lot of speculative interest building in sort of what we would call hard assets. And it's very important to notice that has a slightly different forecast when we get to look at the Tocqueville T's. It says it's going into June. And when it completes its resting phase, there's another opportunity for that to make a run, and it could be very climactic in these hard commodity type things. So that it has nothing to do with this S&P business. The S&P business may just cruise up there, but I think that's probably where you have some sort of big thing going on. At the same time, there's evidence that the small investors are coming back in the market, and that's just a symmetry between they didn't like November of 08 and March, and now they feel that the things are comfortable and that maybe they are coming back in, and that could explain why we're getting you have the insider selling, and now you've got the small investors coming in. That smacks very much of a bubble that's forming that would be comparable to what you saw in year 2000, where everybody kind of went heavy for the dot-com type technology. The market averages actually were going up there, but the real action was someplace else. I would venture to say that this one is more in the place where the small investor is going to come in. He's thinking about how he's going to make a lot of money. Okay, he's not going to buy bonds that yield 6% or the S&P that might yield 8% or something like that. He's looking for something that's really, really big, and it's kind of that's the kind of place you want to we kind of want to focus our attention on, because that's where the opportunity is. At the same time, if this is a bubble, there's going to be an opportunity in government bonds coming later on. And so you have to play it both ways. You want to finish out what they're doing, and then when it's all done and the bubble breaks, you have to find out what you're going to do for the subsequent period, which is probably a probably the bear market at the end of the 4-year cycle, and then the 40-year cycle will just cave everything in like it did in late 07 or in 2000, and you have to work with that downside. So keep all that in mind. Okay, that's the end of part one, and then after a break we'll be back and we're going to do it through the basic bond picture.